Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, bro? This your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
Hey, we have a special guest in the studio with us. No stranger to myself or Gina Views.
Yeah.
One of the dopest female rappers I've ever seen with my own eyes. Kinda Man. She do her own sound effects.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, girl.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
And thank you for coming.
Thank y'all for
I know you've
me.
Been running around like crazy. I've seen you everywhere on my timeline, and I see you kicking up dust a lot. You're not shy when it comes to your content and your videos and your songs.
Mm.
I'm a fan.
Thanks.
But the first thing I want to address or even just say to you is the climate for female rap has been increasing over the years. Mm-hmm. And Kinda Man has been able to stay at the forefront of the conversation. How?
Just talking shit, I guess. I don't know.
Talking shit.
Yeah.
That's the key to success.
They like it. They like it. You know, I just feel like you gotta talk about what the girls want to hear, you know, too, and like mix it with yourself. Like I always say, I make fun music, but I still be barred up, like, because I love bars, I love metaphors.
Yeah.
But also I understand selling, you know, and I don't want to be like selling none shit, you know.
So talking shit is the key.
Talking shit is an understatement.
That's my key.
That's an understatement. Because we got to get into this whole baby daddy killer movement.
It is not baby daddy killer.
What do BDK stand
crazy.
For?
That's crazy.
Why you made
that? Gina Views in here freestyling.
Who baby daddy you want to kill? I'm talking about who?
Yeah, what she got going on her?
I'm internalizing her.
Girl.
You got something you want to get off your chest?
Now we know Gina fucking with baby daddy.
What BDK stand for?
Bitch, they know.
It's a flip.
Look, so when I'm listening to the song, I'm like, okay, that's they know. That's a Charlie Love. But then I seen the title, I'm like,
baby daddy killer.
Baby daddy killer.
That's no.
That's the reflection of how your mind works, because if that's where your brain went.
And nobody said that.
That's literally Twitter talk. They say BD.
That's some different shit. That's
y'all never heard BD before?
That's some gang.
Yes, I've heard that before, but I didn't know. I mean, I don't think Kinda Man would. Damn.
Banging, and I'm not trying to kill nobody, baby daddy. I got shit to do out here.
I got shit to do.
She said, what is that? I thought that was baby daddy killer, girl.
I thought it was something I missed on trending. I said, oh, why?
But I've been telling people, like, have y'all heard Kinda Man's new song, baby daddy killer?
You've been telling people that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Everybody just not supposed to have a platform. You know what I mean?
Y'all know kids these days, they have abbreviations for everything.
Yes.
Y'all know YK?
You know?
Who's that?
Okay, no, I know that one. I know that one.
You know the original ones, IDK, LOL.
Yeah.
You know all of those, right?
Yeah.
They have so many different abbreviations. I thought you was rolling with the trends.
It's not even that you made a mistake.
It was the agrees
mistake.
With me.
It was the mistake. You made, you know, it wasn't, you know, baby daddy killer. Nobody said even nothing close.
Okay, well.
Or in the song.
Well, I know another song, the pussy song.
You feel me?
Did you get any backlash for that?
No.
No?
No, I didn't see it. But yeah. I know it was a song literally saying all the things that men hate to hear. So mm-hmm. I did it on purpose. That's why I named it the pussy song.
How do men react at your shows? Because I haven't had the chance to come see one of your shows yet, mm-hmm. and I would imagine that the men seem out of place.
No, they actually be like, dude.
Oh, they be cool.
They vibe with it.
They be cool.
They be like, man, this bitch crazy. I'm vibing with her. I like it. I want to eat her box.
Do you have an instance where maybe your song was used and in a situation like, I'm sorry, the inspiration from one of your songs have come from your life?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And so do the people who you make the songs about know that the songs is about them?
They be knowing, and I deny it, because you would never feel special around this house.
Ooh.
Oh, you be lying.
Yeah, it was one. He said, oh, so this is what you... I said, what? You're not the only one. What are you talking about? Never give them that. Never give them that.
But do they ever say, so who are you talking about?
They don't have the place.
Oh.
So you don't allow men a voice to like...
Okay, that sounds harsh.
I'm saying like, if you and I are intimately involved,
mm-hmm.
I can't question you about something.
It depends on how much.
How intimate we are.
Yeah, how involved I would allow a person. But it's like, nobody ever get me there all the way, because niggas suck. I just said I hate men. I hate them. Y'all just sucking at all time high lately. So
baby daddy killer.
Do you feel me?
Yeah.
What you mean you feel me? You can't tell her she's wrong.
She's so wrong.
And then
I know my girl.
Now we're here though.
I know my girl.
Now we're here. I can't help what she thought. I just can contribute, you know?
Okay.
Now I'm on her side.
Okay. So Baby Daddy Killer, the song by Ken the Man. As a Shorty Low sample. Was that something that, like, obviously you got to get something like that cleared and stuff like that. But I guess what was the inspiration behind using that? Or did the producer just bless you?
Yeah, the producer just dropped it off. I've recorded it here, actually. And his name is Bone Collector. So I was having sessions with a bunch of different producers, just like trying to like do different sounds and all of this stuff. So he came in and he played me some beats. And I think that was the first one he played. And I was like, okay, yeah, put that one to the side. But I couldn't stop thinking about it because I didn't want to like just get one. I was like, let me just see what he got. I don't want to just stop it right here because obviously that's good. So then I was listening to the other stuff. I said, let's just load that one up. Everybody was like, let's load that one up. So.
Were you already a fan of the original song?
Yeah. I feel like everybody was. Yeah. It's kind of like a big song. That's sometimes I don't even be wanting to touch stuff, but then when it started coming together, I was like, that shit fire. Uh-huh. I like it. So
I was going to ask you about that, the bravery it takes to touch a classic record, mm-hmm. because a lot of, especially out here on the West Coast, like, it'd be certain songs people just, hey, don't touch that. Don't mess with that. And then even the OGs would take it offensively when you do touch that stuff like that. Have you had any of that kind of critique on the record?
I remember I did a, what was it? What was the sample I did, Melissa? It was the on the other project, and it was like Prince.
You did a Prince sample?
What? They told me a hard no. That was a hard no. I said, fuck y'all then.
What was it, Purple Rain?
You was trying to sample Prince? No.
Yes. It was,
Bruh.
I cannot remember. It was Nasty. What is it?
Nasty Girl. I don't know. I be making up songs.
I can't remember. I'm talking about Tonight I'll Be a Naughty Girl.
No. That's Beyonce.
I can't remember. It's called, whatever, I'll figure it out before the end of the conversation. But yeah, that was the first time they gave me a hard no. But
it was just a no. It wasn't like a, well, we regret to inform you.
Not only did they want to make sure we ain't ask again. That's why I said it's a hard no, like hard.
Yeah,
no.
don't
try to rearrange.
Don't hit us up.
Yeah,
like, I guess I get it, but you're not one of those artists who butcher songs. A lot of these new artists are literally butchering. Mm-hmm. I don't want to diss nobody, but that Hot in Here flip was crazy. Was it Hot in Here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about? Nah, NLE Chopper. Oh, Ice Spice did just butcher Sean Paul's song. Butcher.
I mean, the thing is, when you touch classic records, I think there's a certain level of esteem you have to approach it with.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did it, you know, I think you did a good job with your song. Yeah. I don't think it was like a bad or a slight. However, if they did tell you no, are you somebody who would go in and try to recreate the energy of the record, or you would just let it go?
I have to let it go because it's like when I fall in love with something outside the studio, it ain't no changing it. Because I have another record that it was so good and they kept trying to change the beat. And I said, this is why I don't do that. Because it's just, the feel is just gone. Like what you created in that moment is gone. So I just be like, it just wasn't meant or whatever. But I did flip the Prince one. And I don't know. Were you like when I cut up all on that? What is it?
I don't even think I knew that was Prince. I know exactly what you're talking about. But you know what I enjoy the most about flips, and that's why I say you're not one of those artists who ruin the flip or ruin the sample. I like when the sample is so good that I didn't even know that was somebody else's song. Like, what is it? Foxy Brown and Jay-Z. Gotta get you home with me tonight. Is Jay-Z on it? Foxy Brown for sure.
I don't know.
Anyway,
don't give me the line.
I didn't know that was a sample until, of course, you know, I got older. But you do such a good job that you make it your song. You know, so.
You know, kudos. I come from like the freestyling thing. So it's like I always get on other people's beats and I always make it my own. Like I don't go on there and say the exact flow that they say. Like I might throw it in there like to play with it. But like I always, that was something that I just love to do. It's just like my take on what the beat make me feel, you know.
When did you start like officially rapping? Like when did you say like I'm a rapper?
I'll say like 2014. That's when I dropped my first mixtape.
So that's when you were like, okay, I'm a rapper. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just rapping on the weekends.
Yeah, it started there in like 2013. And then in 2014, I was just like, man, people like me. Like, I didn't, it was like they had to solidify for me because I wasn't about to go out here. I don't see how people that can't rap, rap. Because if
people. Oh, it's a lot of those.
You feel me? And I would have been stopped. I swear. I told my daddy, I said, if people weren't gassing me up, I would have been stopped because obviously I suck, you know? So I was like, I don't understand. Like, it was just like I kept getting like more and more attention for doing it. So it made me never want to quit because I was like, obviously I'm doing something that is entertaining and that's good. And it just, it feel good, especially when you write it. Like, it feel good that I write it and they like it. Yeah. It's different. I don't think I would rap if that wasn't the like dynamic.
Any thoughts on, so I remember, I forget what year it was, but you got that song, You Don't Deserve Me.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like Caribbean a little bit. You teased a track on TikTok that's you singing. What are we doing with the R&B?
I'm getting into it because I was like, I was singing first. Like, I was in so many girl groups, like from middle school all the way to high school, like singing groups. I never thought I could rap. I just knew I could sing. It's like in my, I grew up in a Baptist church, so it's kind of like they all sing. All my aunties can sing. So I knew I could sing, but every time I get the mic, I sound like a damn sheep. So I was like, maybe singing's not for me.
Wait, what you mean? What you mean you sound like a sheep? What does that mean?
I be so scared that all the words shake.
Oh, you be shaking.
The words just shake on at me.
Okay, gotcha.
So I avoided it for a long time, but I knew that I was going to tap into it when I got comfortable. So I was like, I'm starting to get comfortable. And I didn't want to like give my all, like every aspect of me instantly. Like, oh, I rap. Yeah, I could sing. I was like, I feel like it's a chapter. It's chapters. Like, I want to establish myself as a spitter. Then I want to, like, experiment. I want to move into this type of sound. Like, so it's just like, now I feel like I want to introduce it, like, a little bit. So, yeah.
So we got a project. You thinking about maybe having a full project of it, or?
I am, but not this one. Like, I would hate to be up there singing my whole fucking night. Like, that ain't my vibe.
Really?
What?
But what if it's like turned up singing though? Like, what if it might, you know?
Now, what's turned up singing?
Yeah, I was saying, we ain't make that up yet. I don't know that about that one.
Me either.
Yeah, but that's nice. I like the idea of turned up singing.
This nigga created a genre.
He did.
It might be kind of cool.
It might be cool. I just got to figure out a way to do it.
What R&B artists what are your top five R&B artists?
I would say, I super like SZA. I like Summer Walker, Janae. I like Beyonce, of course. She's just doing all kind of stuff now. And no, in a good way. I like, who would be my fifth? Can't think. But
what albums did you listen to growing up? Like R&B albums?
Men. I grew up with my dad, so I would listen to like all the men, like Boyz II Men, like Jaheim, like Avant, Usher. Like, so it's kind of like I didn't really listen to that. I knew Tamia. I was like, he ain't put me on no bitches.
Yeah.
I just knew all niggas. I was thinking, trying to get my woman back since I was about five.
When you're rapping, you know, you kind of doing that flex rap. You talking that shit. If you were singing, would you be bringing love back into R&B, or would you be doing the same shit talking, singing?
So the singing song that I actually put on TikTok, it was kind of like, that was really my personal feelings. Like, I was going through a little something, and it's called baggage. So it was about my person having too much baggage, you know? So I feel like it was more of a like, it wasn't like heart, I don't be like super, oh my God, I don't know what to do. It'd be like, you fucked up a good thing type of R&B, I feel. And then if I do fall in love and I'm feeling real happy, I would do some love, you know? I'm not like running from it or nothing, but.
So you going to Shanti, Faith Evans, Monica, kick down your door and smack your chick.
I slap the shit out of bitch.
Just to show you kin and man are having it. That's that's the next flip. Yeah, you should have known better than to think I would leave, right?
Y'all having a full on like exhale session right now.
I mean, it would. You wanted us to find love and all of a sudden.
I'm just, okay, so let's say, what does a love rap song sound like from Kinder Man? Like, what would that sound like if you were in love? I mean, you know, your normal Kinder Man go-to rhetoric when it comes to, you know, how you going to treat a man and you need him just for his mouth or whatever the case may be.
That's love right there.
That is love.
That's love right there.
What's love?
That I want your mouth, babe.
Yeah, but you can get that without love.
But sometimes I might love your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
True, right?
Ideally, I would want love mouth. I don't want no just mouth mouth.
You want love mouth. What's the difference between regular mouth and love mouth?
Love mouth is the mouth you want to keep going back to. Regular mouth is just like mouth you can just get.
Yeah.
It's just regular mouth. It's like you doing everything. And I can't even kiss you because you eating ass. I don't even know you.
Okay.
You know? That's
Wait, so that's not okay?
Mouth. It's okay. But am I going to cuff it? Is the
so you want your ass ate, but not by your by someone you love.
I'll be going there.
You know, when it's somebody I love, you better, yeah. I want you to take the whole mile from front to back.
No, no, but you just.
But no, I'm saying if you
it's the pussy ate song, my not ass, the ass song.
If you would have ate my ass, just say I met you tomorrow and tomorrow my ass was ate, you're an eater.
Okay, so.
I ain't cuffing no eater.
What's the length of time from the time when I meet you at the show to where I eat the ass and it's okay? Like, what's the length of time is that? What's the stretch on
if
that?
If we vibing and if you think about it. Is you cuffing the headhunter that they got you on the first day? Have you cuffed that?
My ex-girlfriend, we, yeah.
So I mean, you wasn't in fear like, oh, she's just a eater?
No, I go off energy.
Okay, well, I don't go off energy. I go off of... I might let you this ass again, but I still ain't kissing you, you know?
Okay.
Because that just mean you just out here eating anybody ass.
Like, that don't mean
cause
that.
Why, yes, it do, because why am I so special?
Why
you want
to eat why you don't have enough self-esteem to think you that special?
I think I'm special, but am I that special?
Why you don't think you that special?
We just see left the club while you eating my ass.
I'm just saying.
That's,
why you?
That's
you,
manipulation.
Head is giving,
that's manipulation.
Head is giving head on the first night, and he's trying to figure it out.
No, I'm just trying
he's trying to figure out if he an eater.
Yeah, he an eater. Now, yes, you are an eater head.
I don't hear, no.
It's okay, it's a safe space.
Okay. Well, now that we got that out the way, I have a lot of friends who are parents in the industry and stuff like that. Finding that balance, how is that, because I don't necessarily believe that I have that balance, and I don't think Gina would have it either.
I got a kid.
You do.
How you find that balance?
What the fuck you mean you got a kid?
This is her interview. She seen my kid?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about that little badass dog?
Damn, that's how he get at my son?
That's
how you get at my badass
dog. She got this little ornery ass dog. It's gonna be sticking his little snout up at you and shit. Like a little, anyway.
I got a cat.
Period.
I have a cat mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but cats are like.
They're so chill.
Yeah, but they be like prudes, though.
She prudy as fuck.
Okay, see?
But how I juggle my cat life and my son, it's like I have a supportive parent, so that's what makes it a little bit easier. Sometimes it get hard because my team know, like, you can't stretch me out for more than like 3-4 days because I'm the only parent.
Pause
play. I have a good support system. My dad helped me. My son is actually out here with me for the summer.
Oh, that's dope.
So
he knows that his mom is like a popping ass rapper.
Yeah, and then sometimes he forget because he think I'm so lame. And then we'll be out, and then he'll be like, wow, my mom is really famous. I'd be like, yeah, nigga. I ain't no damn. You feel me? Because he think I'm so corny. He'd be like, how old are you again? Back in your day. I'd be like, I don't have a back in my day.
Yeah.
All right, I ain't there yet.
Now, I don't even know how to approach this, but let's say, for instance, you know, as he ages, you know, he's going to have friends and they're going to be looking at, because I remember, I think her name was Miss Kanega, one of my homies' moms, and she was fire. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know, so I'm going through puberty, you know. So I'm like, yo, like, he was like, bro, you looking at my mom?
No, it's sad because they already been there.
For real?
He's talking about, we was in the car one day. And I said, Mar, do you and your friends like be talking about girls and stuff? And he was like, we looked you up.
Oh, shit.
He said, your hair was messed up.
Said, oh, they looking at busted pictures.
I said, well, what did you see? He was like, yeah, I see now. When I see now, I said, Mar, my hair wasn't even messed up. So I'm guessing he didn't like where the conversation was headed. So he had to insult me.
Diffuse it.
Yeah, he was like, well, I ain't talking about the other stuff. But yeah, we looked you up. I don't be doing nothing, though.
How old is he?
11.
You don't be doing nothing.
He in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. He going into sixth grade, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to be the mom that his friends would like to fuck.
He just started telling me, like, that he's telling his friends. Like, yeah. He didn't tell them. I was like, so you don't think I'm shit. Then I guess one day he's talking about his teacher know me. I said, oh, so you bragging about me. I love it.
The teacher?
Yes.
That's fire.
It didn't warm your heart a little bit?
It did, because I thought he was ashamed. Yeah. I asked him one time or whatever. I asked him something, and he was like, no, I haven't told anybody.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's good. Like, you know, your own time. Because I don't post my son, me personally. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep my personal life personal, because mm-hmm. I just feel like people weird as fuck. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, I don't want him to have to get that light if he don't want it. So,
yeah.
I can imagine a little parent-teacher conference situation. You walk in, I'm like,
baby daddy killer.
Baby daddy killer walking in the building.
I wouldn't even know how to approach the conversation. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I had to go buy mom clothes because my son told me.
He looked you up and down.
He said, you need some mom clothes. And I didn't know my clothes weren't mom clothes. I had on some ripped jeans, and I'm guessing that's not mommy. I said, well, what you want me to do? Get some fucking scrubs or something? Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I know how to dress like a mom. I had to ask him.
I know how to dress like a mom.
Yeah, I asked him, was my graduation fit, like, suitable for his, you know, comfort?
I wonder, what is it about children that they just automatically think their parents are lame? Because I'll see, like, when I was a kid, and I would see, like, I would have friends who had parents who were, like, famous and stuff like that, and I'd be like, dang, it'll be cool if your dad was my dad. Yeah. But then it's like,
have them.
Those kids feel like my parent is lame, you know? That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts on the new freshman cover, given the fact that you are also a freshman yourself?
No, I think they did a good pick. I feel like I like all those rappers.
I think that the female representation has been there, like, over the past, you know, few years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think I appreciate that and nothing else. You know what I'm saying?
I would have liked to see Mona Lisa on there. Mm. Mm-hmm. She can rap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that? Now, I don't know. Maybe you could shed some light on this. How are the cyphers done? Like, are they pre-recorded or
no,
like?
No, you be up in there with your thoughts just one deep, like hoping you can remember some shit and put some shit together. It's like so like spur of the moment.
Is it similar to BET or is it different?
No, BET, I think they gave us the beat and I was able to like had a couple of days with it or whatever.
So y'all don't know the beat for the XXL cypher to you right there.
Yep, y'all didn't know that.
Are you
serious?
So
that's why they be so bad.
I had no idea.
No, that makes sense. Because if you don't have time, you know, it's like, it's a cypher. It's not a freestyle. Yeah. And a lot of people misconstrued the difference between a cypher and a freestyle.
Yep.
So if I'm doing a cypher, I do cyphers. I give the artist the beats in advance. It's not raw straight off the dome.
That should be raw, like, what you got, bitch? This the beat. Well, they give you, like, they let you pick, but it's they all knew. They let you pick the day of. So you all got to get with your team and pick a beat together. Damn. It was so crazy because when I did my cypher.
You didn't have no issue to me, though.
Shit. Hated it. I couldn't. I was so scared.
You were the best one on your lineup.
So let me tell you about my lineup. So none of them boys knew that I could rap. So I remember when we was picking a beat, every nigga in there was like, nah, it's whatever beat. Pick the damn beat. It was not whatever. Like, they picked the fucking beat. Then they made me go first. And I was like.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so as a group, you picked the beat?
Yeah, as a group, like with your group. Not the whole XXL, but a group of four. I think it was four of us.
Oh.
And
then you set the tone.
And I set the whole conversation out because I was like, man, they was acting like they was so off it, whatever.
Yeah.
It was not whatever because that was not the beat I would have picked. Yeah, so I just went with the flow.
Yeah.
They made me go first. I shook that motherfucker up a little bit. Now everybody looking like, well, what we gonna think?
Damn. I had no idea that's how it worked.
Yeah.
We seen you with Angela Yee, and a lot of rappers are doing their own shows and podcasts now. Do you have any ambitions in taking me and Gina Views' job?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
I could not sit there and talk. Because the way I talk in my damn group chat, I would not survive.
Oh, yeah. This shit in the group chat could never see the light of day.
I
talk like that.
Yeah, see, y'all do that. My thoughts ain't right. I ain't right. And I was like, that ain't for me. Because then I get to rambling and get to talking and having my opinion. That's why I'm like, everybody can have their opinion. But I just feel like, I don't be wanting to, like, down nobody what they doing and stuff, like, with my opinions. Because I do down their ass. Y'all just never see it. I be talking so much shit. I be like, these niggas suck. But I just, like, I don't know. I just always live by this thing. Like, I would never, like, down somebody, like, artistry or anything. Mm-hmm. Because them be the motherfuckers that pop out on your ass and be like, yeah, you shit on me. And I'm like, oh, man.
Especially early on.
Yeah. Because you just never know what people can grow and they can get better and all that. There's so many people that shit on me and I know they hate it. Mm-hmm. I know they hate it. So it's like, I would never make somebody else feel like that, you know. Yeah. But I think it and I know who sucks. Don't ever get fucked up. I know who sucks. But.
Do you remember people who I guess shit on you early on in your career and
know them from I can fucking put them in the police lineup. I can tell you they knows if they had a mask on.
Okay, so you obviously you still hold on to that.
I'm grudgy as fuck.
Yeah,
what sign hold on are you?
To it. I'm a Gemini.
Oh shit,
grudgy as fuck. I never forget it. I'll never forget how somebody made me feel.
You said oh shit like you know the zodiacs.
No, like oh shit, like I know a couple of Geminis as just like that. Mm-hmm. They be on that type of term.
Yeah, I'm sticking to it too.
Do okay. I got some questions for you. Mm-hmm. These are called the head scratchers. Okay, these are like grade school questions.
Yeah.
And just if you don't know, just guess.
Okay.
I'm not saying you don't know.
I'm probably dumb as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean,
I'm a dumb smart rapper.
I don't know what that means, and I don't know.
We about to see.
Okay. First question is: who invented the light bulb?
Somebody black. Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Madam C.
I don't know who that is.
Madam C.J. Walker.
Thomas Edison. Duh. I'm just kidding, guys.
The fuck?
What?
Where you pull that from?
My brain.
Bro, hold up.
I kid.
Okay.
You know.
Who? Did Madam C.J. Walker do the press call?
What she did?
The press call. And y'all know how I know that? From an episode of Proud Family.
That's good.
Remember when Penny got knocked out?
No, I don't remember that one.
Penny got knocked out and she started having all these visions about all the black historians and
stuff.
That was
a good episode. I didn't see that one.
All right. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Ooh, 6. 16.
16.
Is it 7?
You tell me.
It's not 8. How and you it might not be 6.
How you know it's not 8?
Because it's an octagon. I knew that.
So what's a pentagon?
4.5 sides.
Okay. We roll with that. Mm-hmm. A hexagon is 6.
I was right. Instantly.
In theory.
They're not going to put that part in the clip.
I led with it, you know?
Okay. Now, this one you can't cheat on.
Okay.
What are the 3 states of matter?
I don't fucking know. 3 states of matter?
Yeah, 3 states of matter.
I feel like that. Do you know?
Yes.
Because you studied it.
No, I knew before we pulled these.
3 states. What's the 3 states of matter? Melissa, you know. Okay. Well, okay. What is matter, right?
What is matter?
Matter.
Define matter.
I know what matter is. Let me see this.
Hey, put your phone down.
No, y'all ain't say that was the rule.
The whole purpose of this is to see if you know. You like Drake freestyling
it's a
right now.
Liquid glass, solid.
No. You still got it wrong.
Why they lying on Google? So are you wrong? Is Google
you
wrong?
You said glass?
I didn't. I said gas, liquid, and solid.
We got the footage. You said glass.
What is condensation?
We're going to rewind. You said glass.
It's like carbon dioxide, dioxide, the substances, all dry ice, liquid. I think head ain't got his information right because.
It is solid, liquid, and gas.
And gas. Exactly.
That's what you said the first time.
That's what I fucking said.
Okay. All right. Let's play One
y'all
Gotta Go.
Say y'all was taking me to damn school today.
Let's play One Gotta Go.
Okay.
Before we wrap. Okay. So One Gotta Go. You from the South. Mm-hmm. One has to go forever. Mac and cheese, greens, fried chicken. One got to go forever.
Greens.
You don't fuck with greens?
I do, but I would rather mac and cheese. And I'm not eliminating chicken. That's all. That's most of my meals. That's what I mean. I ain't going to substitute no damn greens.
It's just fried chicken.
I love fried chicken. Everything. I like fried fish, fried chicken, fried cauliflower, fried pickles, fried tomato.
I could see that. All right, one got to go. Mm-hmm. The Houston Rockets, the Houston Astros, or the Houston Texans?
I'm not into sports.
Okay. That's fine.
But the baseball players be fine. I would hate for them to go away.
That's how I would have picked too.
The baseball players be fine.
Based on who look better.
And I'm too short for a basketball player, so maybe I'll just take the Rockets away because I see myself more with football player. Just talking about on attraction, you know? I don't watch the sports.
Yeah.
Okay. Gina, you got two?
All right. So female 90s R&B groups.
One got to go forever.
Destiny Child, Escape, TLC, and En Vogue.
I would do En Vogue.
Okay. So now you have to pick one.
Oh, to stay?
No, now, different category. Now you got to pick one.
Now you just have to pick one.
So it's going to be no lashes for the rest of your life.
I could do that.
No hair maintenance for the rest of your life. A period every day for the rest of your life. Or $5,000 a month in EBT for the rest of your life.
So I just got to pick one.
Yeah.
So if I don't pick the other ones, I'm getting it?
Yeah.
So if I'm
confused. No.
So it's just what I
yeah,
would choose.
Yeah, just pick one. What you would choose?
I would get the stamps.
For the rest of your life?
What? Free food. I just said I like chicken.
No money.
I don't get no money. You didn't say that now.
No, she said it's EBT. It's food just EBT. Only. It's the food only. It literally says food only.
Oh, so I would have to survive off food and I can't go get my nails done.
Yeah.
So I would just do the no lash thing. I don't be wearing lashes like that anyway. I can get jiggy with that. I'm not having a period for the rest of my life.
For every day?
For every day, yeah. That's the only reason I'm looking forward to menopause.
Can you? Damn.
Just kidding.
Menopause is crazy.
How about that period?
Yo, something wrong with her.
What it is.
When do menopause come? My mom was telling me she was on her period. I'm like, how you got a period?
I guess it just come when it comes. I guess it come when it comes.
Yo, I got a wild story. I'm going to save it for whole fashions, though. But,
Oh, we got to get you on whole fashions.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a hoe. I got confessions.
I was trying to stay away from my edgy shit. So we can do it over there.
Okay. We just had to talk about ass eating. Nah. And then ran right into me balancing parenthood. I was like, oh, what a transition, guys. Go for it, Ed.
Well, I mean, hey.
Go for it, head is crazy.
Go for it, Ed.
Well, do you have any thoughts on the upcoming election?
Pass, hard pass. I just don't want that man.
Yeah. You want that black woman?
I just want some other than that man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Okay, I'm good. You good?
No more abortions.
Yeah, that's definitely a hot topic. Yeah. You know, taking away the right to choose. But hey, come to California. You know what I'm saying? You just got to plan a road trip.
No. That's on Trump's. What is it called? Project 25.
No, I know that. But for now, you can come to California and get it. In the South, they regulating. In the Midwest, they regulating.
But for now, what about for later?
Yeah, we just that man.
That damn man.
And he trying to abolish the Board of Education.
I could see that. It's not very, very many smart people on that side.
What the kid's going to do all day?
Damn.
I know he ain't trying to make him be at home with me.
Niggas is like, wait, he don't got to go to school? Nah, we ain't voting for this nigga.
Let him keep on chalking it up. Just keep talking, buddy. Yeah. That's how you going to get the parents right there.
Right. All the parents in America in a landslide victory.
Fact. Tell them keep on talking it up.
Kids ain't got to go to school.
Matter of fact, I love his ideas. Keep on telling everybody, boy.
Like, what you mean? Kinderman, project on the way?
Yes.
Okay. And also, are you planning on hitting the road?
Yes.
Okay. And summer is in L.A.?
It's almost over, but it was.
Summer was in L.A.?
It was in L.A.
Have any experiences you care to share in L.A.?
Nothing like crazy. I just think it don't rain, and that's fucking weird. We just had a flood.
Listen, just because in Texas is temperamental, and no, the South, Florida, Texas, all that should be temperamental. It'd be raining across the street.
Yeah.
Dry over here. Yeah. Shit don't make sense.
It'd be like that out here.
I just be looked up, and I said, wow. My son was like, every day is beautiful. I was like, yes. And our power was out for days. I felt so selfish being out here. I said, oh, we picked a fine time to leave. Like, I'm so happy because I'm in this phase to where it's like, I'm an adult, but I don't feel it. Like, so it's like.
I don't know what that means.
When the power is out, I'm the person that got to figure shit out. Like, I can't look to my son and be like, what we going to do?
Yeah.
It's like, I got to be the figure outer. And I hate that because I'm still childish. Like, I don't know how to figure this shit out.
This nigga had tweeted. This was the attempt, the day of the attempt assassination mm-hmm. on Trump. And he tweeted, all I'm going to say is y'all save y'all money. And that, it made me self-reflect because I was thinking like, damn, if the world end, I can't say, daddy, what we doing? Like, I'm the head of the household. It's just me and my dog.
You got to save that dog life.
I got to save the dog life.
And that's what's crazy about having a kid because I love the kid.
Yeah.
Didn't know I had to save your life if shit go down. Now he bigger than me. I got to carry him somewhere. You were bigger than me. You got to carry me. But out here it go. Got to be damn soul survivor. Well, I got to just.
Have you watched Leave the World Behind yet?
Yes.
What would you do in that situation?
Leave it behind, I guess.
I don't fucking know.
I've told you this adult thing is new to me. I'm a real parent. Like, I just don't know. One time we heard something in the attic. You think I'm fucking with up there? Hell no. I waited till the morning. We locked ourselves in my room with my weapon, but I wasn't checking nothing out. What? Jump out at me? What? Look, I'm 5'11". He taller than me. You go up there and figure it out and see what's going on.
You know what you got to do? Especially being in Texas. So you got to get some FMJ, full metal jacket, bullets, and then you can shoot through drywall, floorboards, everything. It's legal. It's legal.
I'm sure.
You got to get those. That's what I got.
Even being in the house shooting is crazy.
Just shooting at the ceiling. Mama. Why am I shooting at the ceiling? It wasn't even nobody up there.
So what ended up happening?
I guess it was just creaky.
They left.
I don't know. They probably left. But I don't know. I was so scared because for days I heard stuff walking around, I thought. But it wasn't nothing up there. And I was like.
You went up there?
No. I called somebody to come up there. It was just too late. And I called. And then my friend was like, go up there with him and see what it looked like. I said, wow, what did I got to do with that? Like, I'm sending him up there or whatever. But, yeah, so.
At that point, it's above me. You got to put it in God's hands.
At that point, they can have the house.
Yeah.
Because
what
is it called when them people come
squatters.
Over?
Squatters.
I thought it was a squatter in my house.
Y'all can have it.
I was scared. What am I doing?
They can have the house?
I'm not tripping.
Bro, I paid for this. Y'all got me fucked up. I mean, I paid for this house. Somebody got to go and ain't me.
The money will come back from somewhere.
Well, I can get them things so I can shoot through the roof, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Some FMJ.
All I got.
She in the living room shooting up.
Fucking the whole house up.
It ain't nothing but the TV.
It was one night like that I had almost fucked up my drywall because my alarm. I didn't close the back door good enough and the wind blew it open. It was all bad.
So you just thought
because I heard the alarm, woo woo, like I got real like scent, like lights, and it's a whole movie. So I thought it was an attack.
Yeah. So that's why I thought somebody was in the attic. I accidentally forgot to close the garage.
Fucking paranoid.
Ain't nobody coming to get me.
All it was a garage.
No, that's why I was paranoid because my garage was up and my door was unlocked because I leave my door unlocked because I go through the garage. Mm-hmm. So when I came home and my garage was up, I've been hearing stuff since, and I said maybe it's just me being fearful, but. It also could be being aware. So I didn't know if I should shoot at the ceiling or if I should just
lie. I mean, it ain't nothing but some spackle. You just have somebody come patch them holes up.
You be high?
No, I don't. I be so sober.
Oh, I be in the house high, paranoid. One time I thought somebody was standing on my patio.
Gina, that's why I don't smoke.
Gina sends us messages, like video messages of her like coming up with wild ideas when she be high.
They be genius though, huh?
She be like, I'm a genius, y'all. I'm a genius. I'm like, bro, Gina over there is high again.
That's good because I think of the best stuff when I used to be high. It's like you think of stuff that you wouldn't usually think of.
I literally sometimes have creator's block. And I have to, like, eat an edible or something so I can, like, start thinking and stuff. And then I just come up with all these thoughts that I never would have came up with sober. It's
so
crazy.
Weird.
Well, shout out to the fiends. You know what I'm saying?
Call me a crackhead.
Shout out to the fiends. Kendi Man, we thank you for coming through.
Thank y'all.
Make sure you come see us again sometime before, the next election.
Make sure y'all stream Baby Daddy Killer.
Yes, Daddy we playing it. We playing the shit out of it here at Sirius XM. So
thank you.
On Hip Hop Nation. It's Kendi Man, DJ Head.
Gina Views.
And make sure you catch the full thing on our YouTube and the full thing on our podcast as well. Effective Immediately.live.